Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Our next guest is a man who is deeply involved in making sure, through the organisation of Hands Across the Water, that a campaign will continue to provide funding for Gammy and a family there that perhaps isn't in the financial circumstance that Gammy's sister is here in Australia. And after all, Gammy has some great medical needs, not the least of which is living with Down syndrome, but also a congenital heart disease. Around the world, people have now responded with $230,000 worth of financial support through Hands Across the Water. And Peter Baines, the founder and chair of Hands Across the Water, joins us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Peter.
Oh, good afternoon, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm very well, and congratulations on everything that's already been done with your organisation. When did you first become aware of this story?
Last week, I was in a conversation with some people in Thailand who we're looking to raise $25,000 for the heart surgery for Gammy. They'd raised $6,000 as part of the expat community in Thailand and reached out to Hands, and I heard enough of the story that I thought it was certainly a worthy cause, and I committed $20,000 from Hands to see those that operation come to fruition.
And now well past $230,000.
Up over $240,000,
wow,
actually. So the money continues to roll in, and I think anyone who's connected with it would acknowledge it's a staggering amount of money, and it represents the generosity and how people have been touched by what's occurred.
And how will Hands Across the Water work out the best way to share that beneficent generosity from the world?
So we've already committed funds. We've already seen those funds put to good use, and Friday of last week, I learnt that Gammy was being treated for a lung infection and was in quite a sick condition and described as gravely ill at the time. And he was being treated in a public hospital, and we had him moved to a private hospital, and so put those funds to good use straight away. And I can report to you that they've been it's been a great spend initially, because he'll be released from hospital the next day or so. Wow. As a result of the treatment he's received, his lung condition has improved dramatically, which you'll see him go home. Then what we'll do is we'll work with experts here in Australia who can provide advice to us around where the pressure points will come in Gammy's life from a financial point of view to deal with the heart condition that he has, and get a greater understanding of what that is and the severity of it and what's required. Then also look at what's the implications of the Down syndrome as he moves forward and grows. And once we've got that established, I'll be across in Thailand within a few weeks, and we'll then look at the resources that are on hand, what the needs are locally, and how we can bring the two together, and then plan for the most efficient and responsible use of those funds that will bring about the maximum return to Gammy.
I was looking at baby Gammy again on the television last night, and I wondered what other lives we don't know about that are young and living in with a disability, or just with incredible deprivation in their lives in Thailand right now. Can you tell us how Hands Across the Water ended up being established and what it is you're continuing to do outside of baby Gammy in that country?
Yeah, certainly. I established Hands after working in Thailand following the Boxing Day tsunami. I was over there as part of the international commitment to identify those who died as a result of the tsunami, and I spent several months there leading Australian and international teams. And on my last rotation, I met a group of children who had all lost their parents, and they were living in a tent, and it was some 8 months on, and there didn't seem to be anything happening for them. So I set up Hands Across the Water with a colleague from the UK, and with the aim of building a home for these children at a place called Ban Thum Nam Chai. And we were successful in raising up money to build them the first home, and then it really became a case of, well, who looks after them now? So I made a long-term commitment to that community, and we've grown now that we support have built several homes in six different areas across Thailand and support several hundred children. And when you talk about that there's other children who would be in desperate condition, you're absolutely right. We took on a HIV orphanage in 2010 at a place called Yosaton outside of Ubon Ratchathani in the Isan area of Thailand. And When we took it on, children were dying on a monthly and at times weekly basis from HIV-related illness. And they were dying because they didn't have access to the HIV medication, to the complementary medication that's required. They didn't have nutrition in their diet. And what we've been able to do is bring about change to them where, since we've taken them on, we don't have that mortality rate anymore. Children are not dying, and they haven't died for the last couple of years. And so to think that GAMI is a unique case, there's certainly unique aspects to it, but there's plenty of children in Thailand that would benefit from a similar sort of care.
Peter, thank you so much for connecting with us and all that you're doing for baby Gammy and his family there in Thailand. And it sounds like myriads of other families that we didn't know about until a few moments ago. We'll post a link on how best to be in contact through Hands Across the Water on our Facebook page very shortly. All the best.
Thanks so much. All the best to you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.